Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, it's all about AI, specifically building your own AI server. Exciting stuff.
Absolutely. This sounds like a deep dive into some serious tech. So what kind of AI server are we talking about here?
A powerful one, but surprisingly affordable. We're talking four NVIDIA P40 GPUs, an AMD EPYC 7551 CPU, a whopping 448 gigabytes of RAM, all secondhand, making it a real value powerhouse.
Secondhand? I'm intrigued. What's the price tag on this beast?
Around 2,000 Swiss francs. Sounds like a chunk of change, but compared to the cost of new hardware with similar specs, it's a steal. Plus, think of the 96 gigabytes of VRAM. You can run those big LLMs without breaking the bank. Impressive, right?
Very. But for those of us not ready for a quad GPU setup, what are the options?
Don't worry. They'll cover builds for every budget, from entry level to even more powerful than this one. This build is specifically for running models, inference, not training them, which is something to keep in mind.
Good to know. So let's talk specs. This AMD EPYC, it's a bit older, right? How does it hold up?
It's from 2016, 32 cores, 64 threads. Still plenty of power for this purpose. The RAM is DDR4 ECC, which is great. One stick was faulty, sadly, hence the 448 gigabit instead of the full 512 gigabits, but still plenty.
And the GPUs, those P40s, they're passively cooled. Is that a problem?
Actually, it's a huge advantage. No noisy radial coolers and custom 3D printed cooling mounts with server-grade fans keep things running smoothly, even under heavy CNN loads.
Custom cooling, very cool. How loud does this setup get?
LLMs? Pretty quiet. Like a jet engine. Seriously, you need to plan where you put this thing. It needs good airflow.
Okay, so performance. What kind of benchmarks are we seeing here?
They tested several LLMs, Llama 2, Llama 3, Wizard M, all at various quantization levels. Results were really impressive, especially for the price. Even the 70B Llama 3 model was usable, though not blazing fast.
And what about image generation?
They used Stable Diffusion XL and Stable Diffusion 2.1, respectable speeds, around 2 seconds per step. Video generation is a bit slower, but possible. Pinocchio was their go-to UI, by the way. Highly recommended.
Good to know. Any final thoughts on this build?
It's a great example of how to build a powerful AI server on a budget. Just remember to check for compatibility, especially with power and cooling. And don't overpay for those P40s. Keep an eye on the market. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on Nutty's Show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.